Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nageeling. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nageeling. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and he's got Hitchcock trapped. He throws home. Hayes throws to Clift, who tags Hitchcock for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. McCoskey moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoskey scores. Kramer moves to third. Higgins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Judnick moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Judnick moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is walked intentionally. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tebbets moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McQuinn out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Kramer moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 0 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nick Ealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nick Ealing is 0 for 1 in the game. Nick Ealing hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagiling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. York scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth scores. Tebbets scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Hitchcock moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. the Tigers will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive towards short. Stevens catches it and throws to second to double up Higgins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Chartak reaches third base with a triple. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for George Caster. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chartak scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Wally Judnick. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.